Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, first thing before you do any other thing. Welcome also to Sunday, day 10 in the fifth month, as usual. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. This 10th day in the fifth month, it's also a Sunday. I had the Spirit of God said to my spirit, let my people start praising and giving me thanks all throughout today. So TPGM members and listeners, let's just give God praise and thanksgiving today. Don't ask God for anything in particular. Raise your voice as much as you can where you are and start thanking God on your own. If you are doing this as a family, together, devotion, do it as well. Start saying things like, Lord, I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for sustaining the life. I thank you for my job, my career, my program. Oh, take time off. Take your heart off your challenges. Don't think of all those things that bother you for now. Just concentrate on giving thanks and glory to God. Say, thank you, God, for my good health. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for my children, my family, and so on. Be saying thank you for your daily supply, your daily support, your protection and preservation. Don't say what I got is small. Thank him for what he has done. Thanksgiving is a multiplier. Thanksgiving is application for more. Psalm 67 verse 5, he says, let thy people praise thee, O God. Let your people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Keep thanking and praising him. Your increase will come. Your healing will be established. Your battle shall be won. Thank him for the past victory. Thank him for always being there for you, fighting your battle, visible and invisible battle. I heard it very clearly in my spirit. Let my people just praise and thank me today. Let them ask for nothing in particular. I will do the unusual. Wow, I prophesy. Now that you have praised God, may your doors start opening on every side. God has taken over the battles. You will have victory always in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, God said, tell my people to just praise me and thank me today. I will do more than their expectation. Listeners, expect open doors. Expect divine intervention. Now that we have offered praise and thanksgiving, May 10th celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall mark this day yearly in good health, in peace, fruitfulness, and fulfillment. Happy birthday. Now, let's listen to teachings. Listen carefully and apply them. First one today. Please treat us urgent. Our family land is 2 kilometers square in one of the towns in Edo State, close to Ore. Sir, we need your counsel urgently on how to engage this vast land or possibly link us with those that can lease it for productive use. Thank you for your instructive teachings and counsels. Wow. My first advice for you is to get all the documentations right. Let there be survey, get a lawyer involved, make sure you are the bona fide owner legally. Then you may sell part of the land to develop the other part. You can also invite estate developers. You can engage in agriculture. There are many agriculture support programs by government in many states of the country. Hope Edo State is one of such. So visit the Ministry of Agriculture and discuss with the officials. Also consult and contact estate developers, as I have advised. Next, good morning, Daddy. I pray for more strength for you. Let me know what to do in this situation. It's affecting me emotionally. My husband is bringing in a strange woman home to sleep on our matrimonial bed. I caught him once. I was so traumatized. I still remember up till today. He wanted me to forget about it for a while, and then he did it again last week. I always forgive, but to forget is difficult. I always have a kind of feeling sleeping on that same bed that he has defiled. Please help me get out of this. Wow. This is traumatic. If this story is true, then your husband needs serious attention, both spiritual, medical, and maybe psychiatric attention too. How dare you bring a strange woman to your matrimonial home, your matrimonial bed? Don't you have children? What effect will that one, that kind of misbehavior, have on the innocent children? Well, gather your evidence, the ones you cannot deny. Then bring in your pastor or your marriage counseling department of your church, if you people are church people. Or then bring responsible and respectable elders to speak to both of you. Above all, warfare prayers for God to touch his heart and intervene to change his heart. It will happen. Next, Daddy, please bring why people are poor and how to know one's partner's book, Anointed Mantle, Anointing Oil, while coming to us in UK in June. May God bring you here safely in Jesus' name. Wow, yes, I will bring all of them. TPGF and listeners in London, all over United Kingdom, Europe, be expecting me in June, June 19 and 20. Just 2 days, Friday evening and all day Saturday in Manchester City. Make your work arrangement, arrange your family, send a chat SMS to Pastor Deola on 074-111-28401 or Pastor Franklin on 079-1788-97088. For more information on the Manchester UK TPGS conference, it will be great. Let all of us be there and invite others. Next, two persons spoke on this and said the same thing. For the person that complained about Telegram not delivering on time, the person should check her network or her phone. I have been on Telegram for a long time, and there has never been a day I woke up not finding Turning Point on my Telegram message. Wow! Our Telegram and TPGL channels are the most reliable. Please join us on Telegram and on TPGL channel, as I regularly announce. Even if you are receiving yours from somewhere else or someone else or from WhatsApp, still join us on our Telegram and TPGL channels. They are the most reliable. Next, good day, Daddy. I'm happy that I was able to read through your book, 70 Lessons I Learned in 70 Years. The last chapter is the one I want to comment on and also ask question on. Chapter 70 was titled, A Woman's Best Security is to Have Her Own Means of Livelihood on Her Own. Sir, why do some men feel threatened, jealous, envious, and at times aggressive when their wives have financial independence? Some subject their wives to emotional and mental and physical abuses and many false accusations of infidelity. I like Proverbs 31 and from verse 10, especially verses 27 to 31. Please help to appeal to men and husbands in general to always appreciate their wives and celebrate their successes, as most wives will remain submissive if the husband will appreciate their effort. Thanks you for all your insightful teaching, sir. More anointing. Wow. There's nothing for me to add to this. You said it all. Please, all men, especially husband, let your wife breathe. Let your wife grow. Let them grow their financial life and be independent. It will be a blessing to you and the entire family if you let that woman grow. I appreciate, let's be appreciating our wives. Wow, whole lesson there. Thank you for reading that book through. 70 Lessons I Learned in 70 Years. I wrote that book last year when I turned 70. Please get your own copy. You will be so blessed learning from that book. For your own copy, send a chat message, SMS, or a call to our book officer, the Kenneth Bookie, on +234-805-6434-758. Even if you have to pay a little extra for carrier or postage, please don't mind. Do so. That book is priceless. You will love it. It will change you. Sunday is a good day to transfer your tithe, personal and your corporate tithing, to TPGF account number details, which is a fertile soil. Then your battle Thanksgiving and partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 5555 we are sowing this fifth month of the year. Please do so at the prayer hub yesterday on the night. I spoke about the covenant of fruitfulness, and I called for seed of 9999. Do so if it resonates with you. I pray for you intensely. Each time we receive the alert of your tithe and seed, send yours today. I see you being able to pay tithe in millions very soon, without struggle, without stress. The same thing for all in the diaspora. I pray for everyone today. The power and the glory of God will be strong on your life. Forward ever, backward never. Whatever is giving you pain, burden, and worry shall soon be turned into testimonies. The anointing and the mysterious power behind this commission will also be manifesting in your life. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great Sunday. Bye.